An effort to protect elephants, successful for a while, has proven hard to sustain. The Central African nation of Gabon has enjoyed some success in fending off elephant poachers. It set aside a forested reserve larger than the state of Delaware for them and hired hundreds of armed anti-poaching rangers. This effort earned praise from experts like Duke University's John Polson.
The Menkebe National Park in Gabon was seen as the unique sanctuary for forest elephants because it was so large and so remote.
But Polson found trouble when he looked at the most recent statistics. He found that Gabon's conservation efforts may not be going as well as they once seemed.
We were really surprised by the magnitude of the poaching and the fact that 80% of the elephant population had been killed.
80%. In hard numbers, that's 25,000 elephants killed over the course of a decade. Polson says most of the poachers came from neighboring Cameroon.
What I think our study has demonstrated is that poachers are willing to go anywhere, even into the most difficult environments, to poach elephants as long as there is money to be made. What we really need to do is we need to stop the demand.
Now, most of the demand for ivory has been coming from China. Polson applauds Beijing's recent decision to shut down the legal trade of ivory by the end of this year.
But even when they stop the legal trade there, there's other countries like Vietnam that account for a large part of the ivory trade. And once we stop all the legal trade, we need to start working on the illegal trade.
That's Duke University professor John Polson, whose study on the huge decline of forest elephants in Gabon was published this week in the journal Current Biology.